成长是一件很重要的事情。
Growth is very important.
成长是一件让人可以非常的欢喜的一件事情。
Growth often can bring a lot of joy.
成长不是单一的因素，它包括着许多的因素。
And growth itself is not done or accomplished by a single element, but involves many elements.
最近有一个姐妹在谈到她的孙女，虽然吃的很多，但是好像不太有成长。
Recently, a sister mentioned to me that her granddaughter seems to be eating a lot, but there doesn't seem that there's much growth.
所以她在担忧着，是不是还有其他的因素而让她让这个孙女没有成长。
And the sister is worried whether there are other reasons why her granddaughter is not growing.
灵性的成长它也包括着许多的因素。
Likewise, for spiritual growth involves many different aspects.
它需要有神的应许以及神的工作。
It needs the promise of God and also the work of God.
当然也缺少不了人本身的努力。
And of course, cannot lack man's effort.
所以在我们的信仰的道路上面，我们都有一个共同的目标，就是灵性的成长。
So in our spiritual journey,We all have a common goal, and that is spiritual growth.
我们的目标就是要越来越像主耶稣。
And our growth is to be more like Jesus Christ.
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十一章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
保罗说：“你们应该效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
Verse 1, follow my examples as I follow the example of Christ.
保罗是一位很有追求的一位基督徒。
Here, we know that Paul is a Christian that often strives for improvement.
他其中追求的一个项目就是追求他灵性的成长。
And one of the areas in which he continues to strive for is to strive for spiritual growth.
所以他说他不是只是努力的传福音给别人而已。
That's why he says not only does he strive to preach to others.
他也是要求自己攻克己身。
But he also asks of himself to be subject.
意思就是说他的灵性也要不断的长进。
That means that he asks for his spiritual to continue growing.
所以保罗他是一个努力效法基督的人。
So we know that here Paul is someone who continue follow Christ as example.
所以他也希望哥林多的弟兄姐妹也能够像他这样子来追求效法主耶稣基督。
And therefore he wishes for the members of Church of Corinth to be just like him, to follow the examples of Christ.
那我们知道主耶稣最大的榜样就是爱。
We know the greatest example that Christ has set for us is love.
在我们的生活当中，我们如何来表明主耶稣的这种爱？
And in our daily life, how can we portray the love of Christ?
这就是我们灵性追求灵性长进的一个项目一个目标。
And this is also an aspect and goal of our spiritual growth.
约翰福音告诉我们说，以顺服来表明我们对神的爱。
In the book of John, it tells us that through obedience we portray the love of Christ.
因为爱包括着两个大项目，一个就是爱神，一个就是爱人。
Because within love there are two major aspects. One is to love God, and the other is to love man.
那我们用顺服来表明我们对神的爱。
And through obedience, in submission, we show the love of Christ.
那其实是神先爱我们。
But we know that it was God that first loved us.
那我们用顺服来尊荣他，来表明我们对他的爱。
And through submission, we glorify him and we show him of our love to him.
那所谓的顺服呢，就是顺服神的命令，神的教训。
When we talk about submission, is to submit ourselves to the teachings and laws of God.
请看约翰福音十四章。
Turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
John chapter 14 verse 15。
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command.
21节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He
这个爱神爱主耶稣，这是一个很大的话题，很大的项目。
When we talked about love, loving God, loving Christ, it's a very big subject.
那主耶稣很清楚，很清楚，很简单的告诉我们，就是遵守他的命令。
But here Jesus very simply tells us that what we have to do is to obey His commandments.
再请看十五章的第十节。
Let's turn to 15. Verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
Chapter 15, verse 10. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love.
当我们爱主耶稣的时候，我们同时也住在他的爱里头。
When we love Jesus Christ, at the same time, we live within his love.
能够住在爱里头，尤其住在主耶稣的爱里头，这是何等的幸福。
To be able to live in love, especially in the love of Christ, how beautiful that is.
所以当我们遵守主耶稣的命令，我们就是爱主耶稣，我们就更能够住在他里头，住在他的爱里头。
So when we obey his commands, then we remain in love, and we can live within him.
11节。
Verse 11.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
一个生活在爱里头的，他有真正的满足。
One who lives in love will have true satisfaction.
一个在爱里头的人，他才能够享有真正的喜乐。
One who lives in love will enjoy true joy.
所以顺服主耶稣的教训，让我们这个有满足，有喜乐。
And to obey the commands of Christ will allow us to have joy and will allow us to have love.
主耶稣甚至说，这是一种人没有办法夺走的喜乐。
And even Jesus Christ said that this kind of joy and love, no one can take it away from us.
所以表面上看，好像我们是在为了主耶稣而来追求灵性的长进。
Superficially, it seems that because of Jesus Christ, we are pursuing after the growth spiritually.
其实神是这么的爱我们。每一样事情我们所做的，其实最后得益处的是我们。
But because God loves us so, in the end, we are the ones who benefit from it.
就好像父母亲常常对孩子有很多的要求。
Just like as parents, many times we have a lot of requirements for our children.
其实最后真正得最大益处的是这些孩子。
But in the end, those who benefit the most are the children themselves.
那圣经也告诉我们，如果我们不遵守主耶稣的教训，我们自己要承担那个后果。
And the Bible also tells us that if we don't follow the commands of Jesus Christ, then we have to pay the price.
那其实这当中也是主耶稣的爱。
And within that saying, it also dwells the love of God.
当我们承受后果的当中，让我们能够反省，让我们能够再回头来遵守主耶稣的教训。
When we take the consequences, then we will reflect, we will turn back and once again obey his commands.
所以这个教育学家常常会对学生说，这个真正的处罚呢，它其实是爱。
Therefore, as teachers, they will always say that the true discipline is love.
这个正常的父母亲是因为爱儿女，他才会要求儿女，甚至来处罚儿女。
A parent, because they love their children, therefore they will require their children and they will discipline them.
因为里头有一个很正面的这个期望。
Because within all those, there is a very positive wish for them.
就是希望儿女他能够更好。
Is to wish that their children can be better.
就是希望儿女能够走在对的道路上面，而能够更成功。
Is to wish that their children may walk on the right path and be even more successful.
哦，同所以相同的，神也会让我们因为不遵守他的教训而自己来承担一些，让我们自己来承担一些后果。
Likewise, God will show us that without following His commands, then we also need to pay a consequence.
哦，我们要效法主耶稣基督的爱。
Therefore, we need to follow the example of God, Christ's love.
啊，主耶稣留给我们的榜样，另外一个层面啊，就是对人的爱。
And the other aspect of Christ's love is to love men.
哦，所以主耶稣说，那个啊，第二大的命令呢，啊，就是要爱我们的邻舍。
Therefore, Jesus Christ said the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbor.
啊，保罗。他也常常在他的书信里头提到这个啊对人的爱。
And Paul often mentions the love towards men in his letters.
哦，那其中最出名的就是哥林多前书十三章第四节到第七节。
And the most well-known passage is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
从第四节到第七节。
From verse 4 to verse 7.
哦，这成为我们爱人的一个目标。
And that records states the goal of how we love men.
哦，一直到我们能够把那一段里头那个爱字用自己的名字来取代。
Until we can replace the word love with our own name.
哦，那你用自己的名字取代这个爱字，你能够从头念到尾，啊，你不会觉得不好意思，你不会觉得脸红，那我们就是差不多达到目标了。
If we can replace the word love with our own name and we can read from verse 4 to verse 7 without feeling ashamed, then we can say we have achieved the goal of love.
啊，包括我在内，我想我们是还没有达到那个目标。
I think including myself, many of us, we have not yet achieved this goal.
啊，所以我们需要一起来学习有关灵性的成长。
And that's why we need to mutually learn how to grow spiritually.
我们要学习，我们应当做什么来让我们的灵性成长？
We need to learn what should we do in order to grow spiritually.
我们应当学习我们所当知道的。
We need to learn what we ought to know.
尤其是这些圣经的知识、属灵的知识，这是我们应当知道的。
Especially the knowledge from the Bible and the spiritual knowledge.
这些圣经里头有关神的应许、神的教训，这是我们应当知道的。
We are supposed to know the promises of God and the teachings from the Bible.
请看旧约圣经何西阿书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
在但以理书旧约圣经但以理书后面，何西阿书第四章第六节。
Book of Hosea is after the book of Daniel, Hosea chapter 4.
第四章第六节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
第六节，我的民因无知识而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我也必弃掉你，使你不再给我做祭司。你做既忘了神的律法，我也必忘记你的儿女。
Verse 6, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children.
在这里先知说，神的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡。
Here, Prophet Hosea says that the people are destroyed due to their lack of knowledge.
那为什么这些百姓他们没有这个信仰的知识呢？
But why does people does not have the knowledge?
因为当时教导这些百姓神的律法的这些祭司，他们没有尽他们的本分。
Because the priests that were supposed to teach the people the spiritual knowledge, fell behind on their responsibilities.
哦，那没有这个属灵的知识、神的知、这个圣经的知识，结果是会让人灭亡的。
And without spiritual knowledge, without the knowledge from the Bible, it will lead one to destruction.
哦，因为没有一个标准，就不知道自己是生活在错误里头。
Because without a standard, one lacks the knowledge to know that they live in mistakes.
因为没有这些知识，那所以呢，不懂得来顺服神的教训。
Because lack of knowledge, they do not know how to obey God.
哦，一个人没有生活在神的教训里头，他就仍然在黑暗里头。
And without living in God's teachings, then one lives in darkness.
哦，我们不喜欢这个黑暗。
Nobody likes darkness.
哦啊，这个尤其有了一些年纪之后，不喜欢在晚上开车。
Especially when I reach a certain age, I realize I don't like to drive in the dark at night.
因为在晚上开车视线不好啊，总是觉得会比较危险。
Because at night, there's a lack of visibility, and I feel that it's often in danger.
哦，所以这个在黑暗中啊，常常代表着这个危险灭亡。
Therefore, darkness often means destruction, means danger.
一个人如果一直生活在错误里头，他就是在黑暗中。
And if one continuously lives in mistakes, then that person lives in darkness.
那有一个原因，为什么会生活在黑暗里头
？But there's a reason why this person lives in darkness.
当一个人他没有不懂得神的教训的时候，他就容易生活在黑暗里头。
And that is when that person does not know the teachings from God, therefore he lives in darkness.
所以为了要让我们生活在光明里头，所以我们必须学习我们所应当知道的。
And in order to live in under the light, then we need to learn what we ought to know.
当我们在这个追求在慕道追求道理的过程里头。
When we are truth seeking in the process of truth seeking,
一开始我们要明白这些跟我们得救有关系的道理。
In the beginning, we need to learn about the teachings that tells us about salvation.
那个是基础，那个很重要。
That is basic, but it's very important.
但是呢，不能够只是停留在那个阶段。
But we should not just dwell in that stage.
我们要进一步的来学习这些我们应该知道的。
We need to continue on learning what we should know.
这样子才能够帮助我们来成为一个成熟的基督徒。
Then that would help us to become a more mature Christian.
那当我们有了知识之后
，After we have knowledge，
我们再来进一步，我们努力的使自己成为应该有的样式。
We need to continue on and become the image we ought to be.
我们不但有成熟的知识，我们也要有这成熟的基督徒的品格。
Not only should we have full of knowledge, but we should also need to be a Christian, and carry a Christian's image.
就像以弗所书里头所说的，我们恢复了神起初造我们的形象。
Just like in the book of Ephesians tells us that we have once again regained the image that God has.First created us with.
在神起初创造人类的时候，是照着他的形象来造的。
When God created human beings in the very beginning, He created them according to His own image.
不但是这个外在的形象，更重要的是里面的那个属灵的那种神性。
Not only the outwardly appearance, but more important is their spiritual image.
在亚当里头，我们失去了那个形象。
But because of Adam, we have lost that image.
今天在主耶稣基督的恩典里头，我们要去恢复那个形象。
And today, in Christ, we will once regain that image.
那我们如何努力来让自己恢复那个应该有的形象？
But how can we strive forward in order to regain our image?
我们首先愿意将自己来献上。
First of all, we need to willingly offer ourselves.
就像主耶稣那样子，愿意为我们将自己献在十字架上。
Just like Jesus Christ was willingly sacrifice himself for us on the cross.
那不但是来主耶稣来成全救恩，也是主耶稣给我们的生活留下一个榜样。
Not only did Christ complete salvation, but he also left an example for us to learn from.
我们愿意将自己献上，才能够获得那更美好的。
But when we're willing to offer ourselves in sacrifice, then we can learn what is even better.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
新约圣经222页，罗马书12章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1。
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Verse 1, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
保罗是一个将自己的身体来献上的一个基督徒。
Paul is a Christian who has offered himself as living sacrifice.
那他实在感受到，他实在体验到主耶稣基督的爱。
And he truly experienced the love of Christ.
所以他说我们都领受了主耶稣的爱，所以我们都需要这样将身体献上。
And here he urged the brothers that because we all experience the love of Christ, therefore I urge you to offer yourselves as living sacrifice.
那什么叫做把这个身体来献上？
But what does it mean to offer as living sacrifice?
第二节
Verse 2,
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is His good, pleasing and perfect will.
在实际的生活里头，就是我们跟这个世界，跟这个不好的环境风俗是有分别的。
In the reality world, we know that we are different from the society.
我们不要被不好的流行来影响了我们，改变了我们。
And we should not be changed nor affected by the trends of this world.
我们反而是我们的想法、我们的看法、我们的做法是不断的更新，符合主耶稣的要求。
But instead, our doings, our thoughts,our heart and our mind should be continuously transformed according to Christ.
那用我们的生活来证明主耶稣的美好。
And through our daily life to prove the goodness of Christ.
这是我们应该去努力的。
This is what we should strive for.
将自己献上，才有可能成为我们应该有的样式。
To offer ourselves so we may regain our image.
那所以呢，我们要去分辨什么是好的，什么是不好的。
Therefore, we should be able to differentiate what is good and what is bad.
所以我们需要知道我们所应当知道的。
And therefore, we need to know what we should know.
那这个改变，它是要一个过程。
But this transformation is a process.
就是对自己的要求，对自己的信念。
Is to discipline yourself.
就像保罗所说的，他是攻克己身。
Just like what Paul said, he disciplined himself.
让自己这个身体也能够照着所应该做的去做。
So that his body can do what he needs to do.
有时候我们的想法跟做法，它会有一个距离。
Sometimes we realize that our thoughts are different to our actions.
我们的想法可能是对的。
Maybe our thoughts are right.
但是我们做出来的没有完全照我们的想法去做。
But our actions do not entirely carry out our thoughts.
所以需要去训练。
That's why we need training.
就好像一个运动员，他有一个目标，100公尺，他想要跑多久。
Just like an athlete has a goal and he needs to know how far he needs to run.
他必须先突破自己的记录。
He first needs to break his own record.
他想要比如说跑12秒，他想要跑12秒。
For example, he wishes to run within 12 seconds.
但是真的跑起来他可能跑12秒半13秒。
But in reality, he accomplishes in 12 and a half seconds or 13 seconds.
所以他必须要想办法继续怎样来锻炼自己，让自己能够达到目标。
Therefore, he needs to continue train himself so he can eventually reach his goal.
同样的，在灵性的成长，我们也是要这样子来给自己定目标，来努力的达到目标。
Likewise, in our spiritual growth, we need to set a goal and we need to continuously train ourselves to accomplish that goal.
那这些自我训练里头包括了几个项目。
In the self-training, there are different aspects.
啊，第一个就是祷告。
First is prayer.
所以灵性的长进啊，也从我们跟神的关系来表达出来。
And the growth of our spirituality is reflected through our relationship with God.
啊，当我们跟神的关系好，我们也容易来遵守神的教训。
When we have a good relationship with God, then we can easily obey God's commands.
哦，就好像我们跟人的关系好的时候。
Just like when we have a good interpersonal relationship.
哦，你总是很容易照着对方的要求的需要去做。
We can easily do according to what the other people ask of us.
哦，那祷告能够让我们跟神的关系好。
Prayer can help us improve our relationship with God.
哦，所以祷告也能够帮助我们来遵守主耶稣的教训。
And therefore prayer can also help us to obey God's commandments.
啊，当然祷告的功用啊有很多。
Of course, there's many functions in prayer.
那我们不要忽略了，其中一个很重要的功用就是让我们跟神来建立起关系。
But let us neglect that one of the most important functions is so that we can build a relationship with God.
我们常常很容易只是着重在祈求。
Many times we just dwell in asking.
有时候啊，我们把我们的祷告啊，好像把这个在祷告里头，好像把神当作这个自动贩卖机。
Many times we treat in our prayer we treat God as a vending machine.
啊，当这个贩卖机说你要投三个这个 quarter, 你可以有一瓶汽水。
Just like the vending machine tells us that we need to first place three quarters in order to buy a soda.
啊，当你投了三个硬币。
After we put in three quarters.
啊，你按了一个按钮，你要 Coke.
We press a button and we say we want Coke.
啊，通常你会听到 crack 一声，一瓶 coke 跑出来。
Usually we'll hear the falling sound and you will obtain a coke.
啊，如果没有这个声音
，But if there's no such sound,
你会有什么反应
？What actions would you take?
你可能会用拳头敲敲那一个贩卖机。
You will probably use your fist and start hitting the vending machine.
啊，还没有掉出来。
How you will see if anything falls out from it?
啊，如果你是男生，你可能用脚去踹那个机器。
And if you are a brother, you may use your feet and you will kick the vending machine.
如果那个是有管理人在那里。
And if there's a guard standing next to the vending machine,
你一定会去跟他讲，你的机器吃了我75 cents.
You will go to the guard and say, the machine just ate 75 cents.
因为你投了三个硬币，就一定期待着一定有一瓶汽水出来。
Because you already put in 75 cents, you're expecting that you will get a soda.
啊，有时候我们的祷告啊，就像这样子。
Sometimes our prayer are just like this.
哦，我们祈求，我们觉得我们花了时间、精神、力量、用心的祷告了，所以神一定要把我要的啊给我。
We feel that we have already spent time, strength into prayer, and therefore whatever we ask, God should fulfill it.
哦，如果没有的话。
And if he doesn't fulfill it,
我们就会有很多的怀疑。
Then we will have doubts.
我们怀疑自己，我们怀疑神。
We will doubt ourselves, we will doubt God.
然后再来可能就是埋怨。
And after that, we will complain.
其实祷告是要帮助我们灵性长进。
But in actuality, prayer is to help us grow spiritually.
这是很重要的一个祷告的功用。
That is a very important function of prayer.
因为从祷告里头来帮助我们跟神建立起关系。
Because within from prayer we learn how to build a relationship with God.
这是圣灵在灵里头的一个重要的工作。
And this is an important work of Holy Spirit.
再来，我们训练自己，就是我们要看重这个对神的敬拜。
Next is to train ourselves, and is that to look highly upon our worship towards God.
祷告，当然祷告就是一种对神的敬拜。
Of course, prayer itself is a type of worship.
那对神的敬拜也包括着我们弟兄姐妹的这种在一起的这种团契， 或者聚会。
But God's worship also lays importance upon the reunion of brothers and sisters and fellowship.
哦，我们不但人道，我们还要用心的来做崇拜。
Not only are we present here, but we should use our heart and mind to put into the worship.
请看箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23.
箴言二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26。
二十六节，我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
26, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes keep to my ways.
啊，这里神的呼唤说，我儿将你的心给我。
Here God calls out and say, my son, give me your heart.
哦，在什么时候我们将心给神
？When do we give our heart to Christ？
啊，特别是在当我们说我们奉主耶稣的名，我们在敬拜神，我们在团契的时候。
Especially when we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are fellowship, we are having a reunion.
哦，啊，不是只注重着看得到的这些。
Not only do we put emphasis on the activities that we can see.
我们要训练自己，提醒自己，我们的心有没有归向神。
But we need to often remind ourselves and reflect whether our heart belongs to God.
那一种很真实的对神的敬拜。
That is a true worship from within our hearts.
所以这里头当然包括着我们对神的赞美。
And that also includes the praise we offer to God.
啊，借着唱诗来赞美神。
Through hymns, we offer our praises.
哦，所以我们看重唱诗的那一段时间。
And that's why we put emphasis on the time we have hymnal training.
哦，所以在唱诗也是对神的一种敬拜。
And when we sing hymns, it is also offering our worship to God.
哦，所以嘴巴唱，心里头也在唱。
Not only do we sing with our mouth, but also we're singing with our hearts.
这样子我们可以建立起我们跟神的关系。
Like this, then we can build a relationship with God.
这样跟神有好的关系，我们就容易遵守主耶稣的教训。
And when we have a good relationship with God, then we can easily obey His commandments.
那我们就能够做我们就能够成为我们所应该成为的样式。
And then we can be the image we ought to be.
再来。我们要训练自己跟弟兄姐妹之间有好的团契，互相的彼此的相爱，互相的帮助。
That we also need to train ourselves that we have a good fellowship with brothers and sisters to help one another.
跟神的关系好了，我们应该也更进一步的跟弟兄姐妹的关系也要好。
When we have a good relationship with God, our next step is so that we train ourselves to have good relationship with brothers and sisters.
这个是一体的。
That is one body.
我们不能够说我跟神有很好的关系，但是我跟弟兄姐妹不能够有好的关系。
You can say I have a great relationship with God, but I don't have such a great relationship with brothers and sisters.
这样子我们不太可能在灵性上有很显著的长进。
If we're like this, then it's unlikely that we can grow spiritually.
这就是为什么神安排许许多多的弟兄姐妹在我们的周遭，在我们的生活里头。
And that is why God has arranged so many brothers and sisters to be around us.
让我们彼此代祷，让我们常常互相的劝勉。
So we can pray for one another, we can encourage one another.
我们怎样努力来使我们灵性长进。
How can we strive forward so that we can grow spiritually?
我们要追求侍奉的恩赐。
We need to pursue after the gift of servitude.
也就是说，学习我们所这个应该做的事情。
Is to learn what we should do.
一个小孩在家里头成长。
Like a child grows up at home.
这个很自然的，小孩子很天真，他看到大人做什么，他通常也要学着做。
And this child will observe the adults, and whatever they do, he will follow them and do the same things.
很多小孩很快，很早就学会这个字眼， 我也要帮忙。
A child in the very early stage, they learned the phrase, I want to help too.
哦，那所以呢，这个父母亲也会啊，也会教导他们。
And therefore, the parents will teach the children.
哦，那些小孩他学习他应该做的事情。
How to do what they should do.
哦，那希望小孩子的在成长里头，他一直的保持着这一个啊，这个优点。
And hoping that this child will continue keeping this benefit of theirs throughout the rest of their life.
哦，但是常常看到的是那个小小孩啊，推着一个玩具割草机啊，跟着爸爸的屁股后面，他也在割草。
You will often see that a child will have his toy mower and going around the lawn just like his father.
哦，等到真的长大可以推这个割草机了啊，结果只剩下爸爸啊在割草。
But when he's old enough to do the real thing, often leaves the father doing it alone.
哦，这个已经有了侍奉的恩赐了，但是没有做。
He already has the gift to serve it, to serve, but he did not carry it out.
哦，那感谢神啊，在教会里头啊常常是在教会里头叫他洗碗扫地啊，他洗碗扫地。
A lot of times you ask a brother or sister to clean the dishes or sweep the floor and they will do that.
啊，这个爸爸妈妈一方面很高兴，一方面感叹的说，在家里呀、这个一个碗盘也不洗的。
But the parent will look at it and one hand will feel happy that the child is doing so, but on the other hand will say, how come he does not or she does not wash a single dish at home?
啊，那个啊，这个年轻的弟兄姐妹。哦，如果啊你在教会可以做的，在家里也做，啊、那你就100分了。
Young brothers and sisters, whatever you can do at church, if you can also do it at home, then you are perfect.
哦，这个侍奉也是一种灵性的长进。
Because servitude is also a resemblance of spiritual growth.
哦，所以我们要追求这个恩赐。
Therefore, we need to pursue after gifts.
请看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书四章第十节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
第十节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Verse 10, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms.
哦，这种服侍的恩赐是从主耶稣来，从神来的。
And this servitude gift comes from God.
哦，凡是从神来的，我们都可以求。
And whatever comes from God, we can ask for it.
哦，得到了，我们就照神给我们的恩赐，我们来服侍人。
And when we received it, then we serve according to our gift.
哦，所以保罗说，我们要向众人来行善。
Therefore, Paul says that we should do good to the people.
哦，所以灵性的成长包括了很重要的这一个层面，我们自己的努力。
So in the spiritual growth, there's involves a very important aspect, and that is our own efforts.
哦，我相信我们每一个人都愿意尽我们的本分来努力使自己灵性成长。
I believe that each and every one of us, we want to put in our efforts so that we can see ourselves spiritually grow.
哦，那在这努力当中，我们也有一些应该留意的事情。
But in our efforts, there's a few things that we should pay attention to.
哦，我们人常常容易用自己的方法来代替神的方法。
As men, we often and easily use our own ways to replace God's ways.
哦，所以我们用不对的方法去做对的事情。
So we use the wrong method to do the right thing.
哦，那这个就会有偏差。
And that will lead us astray.
啊，比如说这个大卫，他要将耶柜迎接到这个耶路撒冷。
For example, David wanted to receive the Ark of Covenant into Jerusalem.
哦，这是对的。
This is the right thing to do.
哦，但是第一次啊，大卫他不是用人抬的，他用这个牛车。要把耶柜拉进这个耶路撒冷。
But the first time, instead of having men carry the ark, he replaced it and used a cart to bring the ark into Jerusalem.
哦，所以我们要照神的方法，不是照自己的方法。
So we should use God's way and not our own ways.
一开始我有讲过，成长是让人喜乐，让人满足的。
In the beginning, I did mention that growth often brings us joy and satisfaction.
哦、我们要问问自己，我有满足吗
？We need to ask ourselves, are we satisfied?、
哦、再来，我们的满足是从哪里来的
？We need to ask ourselves, where does our contentment come from?、
哦、其实这个世界，甚至撒旦也可以带给我们满足的。
In this world, even Satan can bring us satisfaction.、
这个蛇也可以给这个夏娃、啊、建议要带给他好处。
Even the snake can bring Eve good benefit.
给他建议、啊、带给他好处。
Even the snake can suggest Eve what good benefits he can bring him, her.、
哦、所以这个世界撒旦啊他也会给我们建议、啊、让我们好像得到好处。
So in this world, Satan can also suggest us and bring us good benefits.
我们可能会发现周遭也有少数的人，他好像也活得非常的好。
And from our surrounding, we may learn that there are few in numbers that seem to be living very well.
哦，他也不是我们教会的信徒。
They may not be our church members.
哦，他有他一套的这个为人处事的哲学，
They,
所以他也活得相当的快乐。
They have their own philosophy about how to live their life and how to treat other people.
哦，有一些人可能在其他的宗教里头，他对自己也有一些的锻炼。
And other people may have their own kind of training in their own religion.
啊，所以呢，他也做得不错，所以他也觉得非常的平安，非常的满意。
And they are being very successful to what they've been doing, and they seem very peaceful and joyful.
哦，但是这个满足不是从神来的。
But we know that this type of contentment does not come from God.
哦，所以我们一个基督徒，我们所要的是真正的灵性的长进。
As a Christian, what we seek for is a true spiritual growth.
哦，所以我们的满足是从哪里来的？是从神来的吗
？So where does our satisfaction come from? Does it come from God?
哦，这是我们要去留意的。
This is something that we should pay attention to.
哦，那我们人生是短暂的。
Life itself is short.
哦，但是灵性的成长，它一定需要时间。
But spiritual growth needs time.
哦，所以我们存着这个忍耐的心。我们不断地仰望神。
So we should have a heart of endurance and continue to look upon God.
为了要让灵性成长，所以一些锻炼它是必须的。
In order to have that spiritual growth, there must be some kind of training.
我们看这些古圣徒，大卫、以利亚、摩西，他们灵性的成长都是曾经经过锻炼的。
If we look at the old saints, David, Moses, they all went through a period of training.
所以我们常常求神。帮助我们，让我们在试炼当中能够忍耐。
So we ask God to be able to endure in our training.
那遇到试探，让我们能够胜过。
And when we encounter temptation, we may overcome.
那记得神所要的是我们这个人。
And just remember that what God wants is us, ourselves.
读经是很重要的。
Bible reading is very important.
祷告是很重要的。
Prayer is very important.
奉献是很重要的。
Offering is very important.
做圣工也是很重要的。
Doing holy work is also very important.
但是不要让自己迷失在这些事情里头。
But let us not lose ourselves in the midst of all these things.
哦，神真正要的是你本身，而不是说你今天读了几个小时的圣经。
What God wants is a true self. It's not how many hours you spend reading Bible today.
在路加福音十八章里头，主耶稣做了一个祷告的比喻。
In Luke chapter 18, Jesus Christ offered a prayer.
这个做了一个祷告的比喻。
He said a parable.
就是税吏跟这个法利赛人的祷告。
And that is the prayer between the tax collector and the Pharisee.
这个法利赛人他就迷失在自己所做的很多的所谓的好的事情。
And the Pharisee has lost himself amidst the good things that he had done in the past.
他提到他奉献十一间，他提到他每个礼拜这个进食几次。
He mentioned how many times he has fasted within the last week and how many offerings he has offered in the past.
这些都是对的，也都是好的。
All those things that he had done shows are good and it's correct.
但是不要忘了，主耶稣真正要的是你本身，你这个人。
But what God wants is us, our true self.
这些所做的事情其实它只是一个工具。
All those things that we have done are just tools.
哦，这些工具不能等于你。
Those tools do not represent you.
哦，所以神真正要的是我们这个人。
So what God really wants from us is our true self.
啊，所以这个神真正想要的是我们的心是不是归向他。
What God wants is whether our heart belongs to Him.
所以我们要诚诚实实的来做每一件事情。
So we should honestly do everything that we do.
一直到基督成形在我们里头。
Until Christ forms within us.
这是我们在最近查考加拉太书第四章十九节这个保罗所说的。
And this reflects to what we recently have been studying in Galatians chapter
4 verse 19.
Chapter 4 verse 19.
这是保罗对弟兄姐妹的期望。
And this chapter 4 verse 19 is also the hope Paul shows towards brothers and sisters.
也是我们要努力的目标。
And this is also the goal that we should strive for.
让主耶稣成形在我们心里头。
So Christ will form within us.
我们一起唱诗178首。
Please sing hymn 178.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing first verse and last verse.
全心一命如同做结束的祷告。
We're going to have the concluding prayer.
我们知道灵性的成长，我们自己要付上我们的努力。
We know that in our spiritual growth, we need to pay our own efforts.
所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够学习我们所当知道的。
So let us ask God so that we may know what we should know.
求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们努力的来成为我们应该有的样式。
May God help us so we can once again regain the image that we ought to be.
求主耶稣赐给我们恩赐让我们能够做我们所应该做的事。
And may Christ give us the gift so we can do what we need to do.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. 奉耶稣圣名祷告。